I am Ishbel Imrie, and you are listening to Gospel for Grampian Community Radio for the North of Scotland, here to enrich lives.
A very, very good evening to you. This is Gospel for Grampian, and welcome along to the Power Hour. The Power Hour is about applying God's word in prayer, and this evening we've been joined by Austin Robb. Hello, Austin.
Good evening, Rob.
How are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
Good. Excellent. I'll just try and get your levels right.
Super.
And what do you think of the new studio then, Austin?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's great, Rob. Yeah, it's lovely.
Anyway, we're based here in our new studio at Crumbie Road and the Victoria Gospel Hall. Now, the theme for this evening's Power Hour is applying God's word in prayer. And we're going to be praying indeed for the area of Torrey, particularly, maybe even for the city of Aberdeen as well. And certainly about bringing God's people together to make the huge difference that is needed. So that's what we're going to do. Austin, I don't think that your microphone is working properly, so you might like to come forward and use one of these.
Certainly. Here we are. I'll just move
here. Yeah, so this is kind of live seat moving, yeah. But we're hoping that this is working properly. And
is that okay, Rob?
I can hear you. And I think the system can hear you too.
Perfect.
Brilliant.
As long as the Lord hears us, Rob, that's all that really matters tonight.
Definitely. Right. Austin, you know Torrey probably even better than me. How long have you been around Aberdeen?
All my life. And I used to come here at a very early age. My Auntie Mary, who was part of the congregation at the Elam Church, a great woman of God. She was. She lived all her life in Walker Road. So I remember coming here at a very, very early age and playing in the streets here. And I've got a lot of friends in Torrey. I love Torrey. Torrey's a wonderful part of town. My family grew up in Fitty, which is not a million miles away.
In fact, just really across the harbour from here, really, on the other side of the River Dee.
Yes, my great-grandfather, Andy Stout, was the pilot at the harbour. And all the Stout family grew up there. That's my mum's side of the family. All God-fearing folks, all love the Lord. And so I've had a long association with the area and, as I say, a lot of friends here. And I love the area. I've got a real heart for Torrey. We have a Salvation Army up on Menzies Road. Sorry, not Menzies Road, it's Glenbervie Road. I'll put that right now. And there's been some great Christian folks come out of the Salvation Army in Torrey. So I've a real heart for Torrey. So when you asked, Rob, I was only too keen to come and pray with you on the Torrey area.
Excellent. Well, that's what we are looking out for, because however much we like Torrey, there are issues in under the surface of Torrey. Could you perhaps go let listeners know about some of these?
Yeah, there's a lot of dark things going on in Torrey. Torrey has a real drugs problem. That is causing a lot of problems for families. I know only too well the problems that drugs can cause. And what they can cause in amongst families. So there's a lot of that going on in Torrey, unfortunately, and maybe we could pray for that this evening, amongst other things, Rob, but I just think that would be a good start for us.
It would be a very good start. That's what we would want to happen. Mm-hmm. So have you got a particular scripture that you believe is pertinent to Torrey?
Not to Torrey. Maybe you might have come across something on your communities there. I believe you were looking up the communities in the Bible. But I'll tell you what I did come across. Mark 11:24. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Hallelujah.
Yes. Well, that is one of the promises of God that you've read out, and it relies very much on faith, the faith of the person saying that scripture. Would you like to read that one out again, just so that people can get a handle on that?
Absolutely. Mark 11:24 says, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." Amen.
And I think allied with that one, it would be a good idea to add Luke 19 verse 10. "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." And it's when we accept Christ Jesus as Lord and Saviour, that means that we not only have salvation when Christ comes back, but we also have the opening to God, such that we can do precisely what you said, that if we believe, we will receive everything we ask for in prayer.
Absolutely.
And we are believing that the issues within Torrey, and indeed within the city of Aberdeen, will be brought to an end, that God's light will shine, and that we will see that happening. So what I will do, I believe I need to pray for this one, Luke 19 verse 10, and I would then ask you and invite you to pray that scripture that you've read out, and we would start from there.
Okay,
how about that?
Sounds good to me, Rob, sounds good.
Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we bring before you your promise, Lord God, of salvation. And we're believing, Lord God, that indeed you came, you died, Lord Jesus Christ, in our place, that each of us, whosoever believes, shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. This is what we are about. This is what the station is about. We're also about being able to live life to the full. And we want the people of Torrey to be able to live life to the full. We want the people of Aberdeen to be able to live life to the full. That is the heart for this city, for this area of Torrey, Lord God. And Lord God, we would particularly remind you of this scripture: "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." You came to seek, you came to save, Lord God. And Lord, you also then spoke about that if we believe, we will receive everything. And we're asking you, Lord God, that you, as we pray, you will bring light into people's hearts, taking away, Lord God, the shame, taking away the fear, taking away the anger, taking away the hatred, taking away all these things, Lord God, and instead putting love into place. And this is what we would pray. Over to you, Austin.
That's right. Lord, we just thank you that we can come here tonight and pray together. We can petition to you, Father, for for Torrey, for the wider city of Aberdeen, and even Father. Father, we thank you for the opportunity. We thank you that we can come together, as I say, Father. And we just ask tonight, Father, as we pray, that people will hear, people's hearts will be touched, and they will open a way to you, Father. Father, we just ask this in Jesus' name just now. Amen.
Are you okay there?
Yeah, fine. Is the levels okay?
Yeah.
They're sounding a bit loud in my ear.
Yeah.
Sorry, folks, this is a live broadcast.
This is very much a live broadcast, and we're doing things somewhat by the seat of our pants, just getting this back into alignment again. Little by little, we will get there, and we do ask you to bear with us as we sort our levels out. And, here's believing, actually, that as a result of the prayers this evening, that there will be people who will be able to come along, who will be able to do the technical work on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. People who will be able to take this station on and do much more with it than we have done so far. But it's a case of believing. And if we believe, we will receive whatever we ask for in prayer.
That's right.
We are believing, Lord God, that you are going to do amazingly. Mm. Lord, you would remind us that the earth is yours and everything in it. Amen. The silver is yours. The gold is yours. Amen. So not one thing that we as humans have had is really totally from we have made it. No, we haven't. But Lord, everything, Lord, belongs to you. Mm. Because you were there in the right at the start, mm. at the creation of the earth. Were we there? Did we make all these things? No, Lord, you did mm. all these things.
As the angels sang for glory.
Okay. Now, Genesis 28, verse 3. If you go through the Bible, you'll probably read a lot of scripture that makes you feel a bit down and a bit depressed, but this one doesn't make you feel depressed at all. This is based on God's promises. Genesis 28, verse 3. May the Lord, may God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and increase your numbers until you become a community of peoples. And Lord God, we are believing, Lord God, in you, that indeed, as we pray, the people of Torrey will become, we pray, a light for the city.
I'm sorry, Rob, I'm going to have to stop you there. I just received a messenger from our brother James Mutuku in Kenya. Just as this show started, Rob, his house has started to fall around him. And they had to run out. So I think that's an urgent prayer
yes,
request.
Yes, it is an urgent prayer request.
We asked the Lord to go before us tonight. And I think that this is just giving us an indication we need to pray for James just now. Father God, we just want to come to you and bring James Mutuku and his family to you, Father. Father, in the last few days, his house has started to fall down. The walls have given way. Father, that the earth is starting to move in a big way in Kenya. Father, we pray for James and his family. For Brother James, Father, we pray for them. Their house has fallen down around them. Father, what do we ask for in such circumstances? Father, we ask that you provide for him, Father.
Amen.
That you provide, that you be there with his family. Father, just help James at this time, this difficult, difficult time. We cannot imagine what it's like to have your house falling down around you, Father. And Father, we just ask each and every brother and sister who has a heart out there tonight to pray for James and his family. We just ask they do that now, Father. We just want to see you glorified, Father.
Amen.
Father, we want to see you glorified. We just want to praise the name of Jesus, and we know that you will do this. He loves you, Father. Brother James loves you. He goes around the prisons in Kenya preaching your word, Father, and bringing the lost to you. Father, I just ask in the name of Jesus you be with him right now and do something for him now, Father. Father, I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you, Father. Amen.
Amen. And also in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray not only for James, but also for his wife, Anna.
Yes, we pray.
And
for
Lord him. God, that for them and for their young children, and we're just praying for the whole family, Lord
yes,
God. And Lord, they are now homeless. And Lord,
yes,
we're asking and praying, Lord God, that you honour James Mutuku for the work that he does.
Yes,
Lord God, and in place of the house that has fallen around him,
yes,
because of the very, very strong rains,
mm.
Lord, that you will bring about that he will have from you
mm.
a new house,
yeah,
a house
yeah,
which stands, a house which is totally built on the rock. Lord, he has built his life on you.
Yeah,
Lord God,
yes,
he trusts in you totally, Lord
yes,
God.
He does.
And we're asking you, Lord, that you will help him. And not only for in the short term, but totally in the long term.
Yes.
Lord, that he would be accommodated, that he would be helped, that his house would either be rebuilt, or that he would have a new house totally. Yes. A much newer and better house than ever he could have had before.
Bless him, Father.
Lord, and not especially, Lord God, for the work that he's doing to take yes. your word out to the people, yes. Out to the prisoners, Lord God. Yes, Lord. He is serving you in that way. And I pray that other brothers and sisters around the world, when they hear this,
yes,
you will put it into each of their hearts to make sure yes, that James has and is fully cared for and helped yes, and enabled to have the confidence to go forward and reach far more people, far more prisoners than ever he did before. So we're praying not only for James, Lord God, but we think of people perhaps even closer to home where maybe it's not their house, but Lord God, for whatever reason, their lives, their whole lives, Lord God, have fallen around them.
Yes, Father.
And Lord God, we're praying for them. So, Lord, as we pray and we believe, Lord God, that as we pray that you will lift these people up, that you will help them, that you'll provide for them.
Yes,
Lord, that you would do that.
Oh, yes.
And Lord, that these people's lives would be made whole as a result, but they would also know that you are in all of this.
Yes, Father, you're in
control. And that you will lift them up.
Praise
and
you.
That you will provide for them.
Praise you.
Lord, we are a station that is seeking to enable people to live life to the full, to engage, equip, enable people to live life to the full. So help it, Lord, so that yes. we can do this.
Yes.
And Lord, may we fulfill this vision, not only here, but in countries around the world, encouraging the body of Christ to come together to make the real difference. Amen.
Yes, we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, that was... That was kind of shocking, wasn't it, Rob? I mean, I saw it come in, and he's actually sent a picture. I don't know if we could get that up on the screen for the listeners to see, but
I think what we can do is we can actually put this up on the Gospel for Grampian Facebook page so that people can actually see the scene of devastation there. We can only imagine what he must be thinking, what he must be feeling. But equally as well, for people who have virtually lost everything, we can only imagine how these people must be thinking and feeling. I had actually given James, Jeremiah 29, verse 11. And it somehow feels very hard now, having given that, that this has now happened to him.
Yeah.
Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper, not to harm, plans to give you hope and a future."
Amen.
We honestly, listeners, we don't have an answer for this. No. We don't know what to do. We don't know what God's plan is exactly concerning this.
Mm.
All we can do is to pray that God has a better plan than ever we could as humans. Mm. And that God's plan will lead to more people as a result hearing the gospel and more people being helped, and that James will end up with much better. I mean, in that time, if you remember the story of Job, Job was a real person.
Yes.
And these various things, even things happened to Job's family. Job was covered in sores. Now, I'm not saying that this is what's going to happen to James, and I don't want that to happen. But it kind of looks almost like that.
Yeah.
And yet, at the end of it, Job ended up with twice as much.
Yeah.
Now, if Job ended up with twice as much, I pray that James will end up with seven times as much.
Yes, Lord.
Because he had not too much to start off with, but he will end up with seven times as much, and we know that he just gives his time.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does a wonderful work in the prisons. Theca prison is one of them, and some of the prisons around there, he shares the pictures. If you want to check it out, folks, James Mutuku, I'm sure he'll only be too happy to share some of his experiences and some of the pictures he has. You'll see them on his Facebook page. But we just want to pray for James right there. And we're thinking about you, James and Anna and family over in Kenya. Pastor, as well, there's a few folks we know over there.
There are quite
Pastor
a few
Erastus,
folks.
Yeah.
Pastor Erastus, Erastus Sorobi.
Yes, that's right.
Sorobi,
yes.
And his wife, Esther.
Yes.
And also there's Pastor Patrick. Mm-hmm. So quite a few folks out there. And in all, they do a good job. So we need to remember them.
We have a lad, Richard Bradbury, who grew up at the Citadel. His folks were the officers, the commanding officers at the Citadel. And he's now in Kenya as well, doing some wonderful works over with the Salvation Army as well. So we just want to think of these folks at this time. You know?
Has he reported on any of the rains, by the way?
I think he's actually in the UK at the moment.
Ah, right, okay.
But we do think of them because I know that there's a school there, there's a hospital, there's all sorts of facilities. So we just think of the folks over there, Rob, because it's a terrible thing. Please, folks, keep them in your prayers ongoing because of some terrible situations. I'm not sure if you're aware, Rob, did you see on Facebook the earth has actually been opening? An incredible crack in the earth. They reckon that Africa will be one of the first continents to split. And I mean, it's actually showing now in Kenya. I believe this is one of the reasons that this has maybe happened. If I can find it whilst we're going through the show, I'll show you the picture. Maybe we can share that with the folks as well.
Well, it certainly seems pretty drastic. But we need to remember, of course, Austin, that the earth is continuously being shaped. And we are, whether we like it or not, on tectonic plates, which are moving all about.
Yes.
But I suppose it's God's way of saying, seeing I'm doing a new thing, but it does seem rather drastic.
Yes,
but
it does at the moment.
God is in charge, and we need to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another scripture that comes to mind, Austin. That our thoughts are not God's thoughts and our ways are not God's ways. And
yes.
God's ways are higher than our ways.
They certainly are.
And I know there's a lot of people out there who would probably say, well, that's a bit of a cop-out saying that. But we can't explain it any other way.
No.
That God's ways are not our ways.
No.
And it's hard to see how everything fits in. And yet when you look back on it,
it does fit in, yeah, but we just don't know what's ahead. The Lord is in full control, as you say. He knows exactly what's ahead. It's all part of the bigger picture playing out. And as we say, we've just got to trust in God, which we do. We trust in Him.
And that's where faith comes in.
Amen.
Right. Now, we do have some more scriptures indeed, and obviously if anything else happens on the Facebook feed, we'll be letting you know. But we need, I believe, to be praying into the lives of those within, not only in Torrey, but within Aberdeen City, because this
Absolutely.
Is something that I believe God wants as well.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there are quite a few prayer meetings that do happen on a Friday. And we would certainly we give thanks to God that even though we're not actually directly with the other believers who are praying,
mm-hmm.
yet because of the nature of how God works,
mm-hmm.
if we're praying, God is with us and He makes it such that He hears our prayers and He joins our prayers to their prayers.
Absolutely.
And things start happening. But there needs to be a fervency, because prayer is about talking to God. We've had some fervent prayers already.
Mm-hmm.
We've been praying for James. We've been praying for Torrey. Mm-hmm. Now let's fervently pray for Aberdeen,
mm-hmm.
that the churches throughout Aberdeen would become a light.
Mm-hmm.
A light shining very brightly to in the darkness, to bring people in, to demonstrate, to proclaim the gospel very, very clearly, and that people's hearts would be open to this and that they would be drawn to the gospel. So should we go and do that?
Yes, let's do that, Rob.
Off you go then, Austin, if you'd like to do that first.
Father, we just come to you this evening and we just want to bring the city of Aberdeen to you, Father. Father, we're bringing the city of Aberdeen to you and its people. Father, it's one of the most poorly church-attended cities in the UK. Father, forgive us and our people that we don't come into your house and praise and worship you, Father. Father, we just like to see as many do that, Father. Not only that, Father, we'd like to see many hearts, minds open to the gospel, to receive the gospel, to know that they're in need of a saviour, to know that they're in the need of Jesus, Father. Father, we just ask that those who belong to you and belong to the church, to belong to the body of Christ, Father, would become a flame, Father, a flame for the message of the gospel, the message of love, the message that you love. God is love. God is love, and you want to love us all, Father. Father, we just pray that hearts and minds are open to receive this, Father. Father, as we just said, you are in control, but we can start to paint small pictures for people and to get them interested, to get them to come to know you, to get them to come into a relationship with you. Father, we just ask that each and every brother and sister would play their part, that their hearts would be aflame for you, because time is short, Father. There is no question of a doubt, time is short. Father, I just ask this tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
I agree with you fully with that, and the scripture that immediately comes to mind is that the fields are white unto harvest, but the workers are few. Therefore, ask God to send more workers into the fields, and that is what we need to do, because we're believing that everything, all believers need to be playing their part. Because I think there's something else maybe come in.
Yes, there is a message from India. It's from Angel Naila Shukat. Hello, if you're listening, sister. And she's just said that she's praying as well. Okay, so that's good news. Prayers going up from India as well for James and family there. Thank you, sister. We appreciate that. Thank you. God bless you.
Excellent. It's amazing where prayers do come from. And we actually had, I don't know whether you saw it, but I had a pastor in South India just tell me out of the blue, "We're praying for you. We're praying for your station."
Praise God.
And that is amazing.
Wonderful.
As well. But let's think about talking about the body of Christ and praying indeed for the body of Christ, because each and every person who has accepted Christ has a particular gift, a particular ability, a particular role.
Amen.
And each person needs to wake up to that role, not think that they can do things singly or alone, but rather do things collectively. The three words that God gave me a long time ago, back in 2010, were unity of response.
Likewise.
Responding in unity to the needs in the community. And this is what we're about, is proclaiming and demonstrating. And for situations such as James, for situations such as issues within the city, issues in any country. I mean, Aberdeen is actually quite an international country. There's seafarers here, there's students here from all different types, and we would love to be able to reach out to these people. And in turn, these students and these seafarers and the various people who work here in the oil industry, they probably have relations and friends in different countries who are being affected in different ways. And it's important, we believe, for all the believers and to get together and work in a concerted way, in a proactive way. And this is where we need to pray for unity.
That just reminds me on some messages I had earlier today from, we mentioned Pastor Erastus Sorobi over in Kenya, and he'd mentioned there earlier, the gospel must be preached to all nations of the world. Something we're just speaking about there, and again, we just want to send out a hello, and I know they were out there preaching today.
And again, Pastor Erastus had said, I'm feeling the sound of abundant rain again. And I'd said to him, yes, I think that's the latter rains. Hallelujah.
I think they are certainly the latter rains, latter day rains that rains of the last days. You said before that time is running
short.
Out.
Yeah, it is
very short, and I'm so aware of this.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to pray that there will be in the body of Christ a humility, in by way of actually daring to put away all the issues, all the personal politics and the church politics and everything else, and realize that as time is short, we need to be in all our lives demonstrating the gospel clearly and so clearly.
Absolutely, yes.
This is what we're believing.
Very true.
So let's just do that very effectively. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, you put onto our hearts an urgency, a real urgency, to see your kingdom come, a real urgency to pray about your righteousness. For you, Lord, you said, seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Lord, we trust in you for everything that we need. And Lord God, we brought forward to you people who are in great need.
Yes.
And the only way that these needs can be met is if the body of Christ wakes up from this stupor of politics and resentment and whatever, and starts working together. And Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you will greatly challenge by 1,000% those who are still involved in politics and whatever, and start waking up to the needs that are in the community, and realize that people need to be working together.
Unity.
So we're praying, Lord God, for unity of response within the body of Christ. And we ask for this. And we pray, Lord God, that your word in Ephesians 4 verse 1 says, as a prisoner of the Lord, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
Yes.
And Lord God, that we as your people would be equipped for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. And Lord, help us as the body of Christ to build each other up.
Yes.
So just as we have Austin here in the studio and we build each other up and we build others up, so might others be ready to build others up too. And for leaders to remember that it's not just them, but there are other people who have equally valid gifts and valid ministries.
Yes.
So we're praying for that, Lord God.
Yes, we pray for them, Father.
And we give you thanks, Lord God.
Yes, Father.
Now, there was another scripture that came to me, and it's gone again. So, Austin, I wonder if you would continue on praying.
Mm-hmm. Father, I just pray in these times, as Brother Rob says, Father, that there's much darkness. The enemy is sowing its seed, Father, and it's keeping a lot of our brothers and sisters asleep. Waking them, Father. Father, let them know of the urgency. Let them know of the time. Some are still sleeping. Some are still asleep and not prepared for what's coming. Father, for I just ask you prepare them in their hearts and in their minds, Father. I just ask that those that are awake would encourage and would help to build up those who are still asleep. Because unfortunately, Father, there are some who are still sleeping. And Father, we just ask that you awaken them. We need every single member of the body of Christ in this fight, in this battle, up against the enemy, up against the darkness, Father. We need the blood of Jesus, the shed blood of Jesus. That's what we're calling on, Father. We're calling on the shed blood of Jesus to waken up those who are still asleep so we can build each other up. Build each other up in love and faith and hope. And the promise of your coming again, we look forward to that wonderful day. What a day it's going to be. Father, we just ask these things in and through Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen indeed. Now, yes, that scripture that referred to when at the end of days, I think a lot of people think that when they die, they're just going to go to sleep and then that will be that and nothing more.
That's a mistake.
Yeah. But we are believing, and the Bible tells us very clearly that we will, every single one of us, will appear before God. Every single one. And God will divide us up as sheep
and goats.
And goats.
Absolutely.
And he will say to the sheep on his right side, which is our left.
That's right.
Come, you who are a favoured, enter into
a place of rest.
A place of rest.
Yes.
And because when I was needy and I needed feeding, you fed me. And those who are righteous, when do we see you needing food? When do we see you in prison? And God says, whatever you do to the least of these,
you did it for me.
Amen. But then to those on his left, which is our right.
Our right, yes.
Depart from me, because you didn't do those things.
Yes.
And when we do things, we are doing things because God has put into us a love. Now, it's said that faith without works is dead.
Yes.
I'm saying these things because I want to encourage people to actually wake up.
They need to.
They need to. And it reminds me of the central scripture once again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but shall have everlasting life. This is the central portion of the gospel. That God doesn't want anyone
to perish. He doesn't.
But wants everyone to have everlasting life. But what are
he
we
going to... He loves us, Rob. He created us. He loves everyone. It's just that some of us are not there in that relationship with... That I believe is in our DNA, Rob. I believe we are meant to have that relationship, have praise and worship with our Creator, the God who loves us. And we can love because God first loved us. Amen.
This is very true. I hope you're not... I hope you're not too uncomfy there.
No, that's fine, Rob. No. I love our chats. We always have wonderful chats on faith and of God who loves us, our Creator. And I could sit standing upside down, if that makes sense.
I'm not going to ask you to do that. Though I'm sure your mum would like me to take a picture of you. is she listening, by the way?
She should be, yes. Hello, Mum and Dad, if you're listening.
Yeah, hello.
Maybe Chris, yeah.
Hello, Austin's mum and dad. Anyway, great to do this. But let's come back again to the central portion of what the gospel is about, and that we need to be praying now that people will, as we have quoted, as spoken about this scripture, about the sheep and the goats, and for any of you who are listening right now, please join us in prayer and pray for the people in the communities around you, whether in Aberdeenshire, in Aberdeen City, wherever you are in the world. Just pray for the communities around you. And by doing that, it will start waking people up.
Absolutely.
So let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we've spoken, we've prayed. And we pray once again for you to wake people up. And we're asking you, Lord God, to once again create that urgency in people's hearts that they need to respond. Not just having said, oh, well, I've accepted Christ and that's all I need to do. And now I can sit back. No, this is active. And I pray, Lord, that people realize exactly how active this is, how active they need to be. Working out, the Bible speaks about working out of salvation with fear and with trembling. And this is what we need to be, so aware that of God, so aware of our own weaknesses, And yet God can overtake that as we work that out. Thank you, Lord, that your word tells us that when we that your grace is sufficient for us,
yes,
and your strength is made perfect in weakness. We have great weaknesses. We make no mistake about that.
Yes,
we are all subject to weakness. And we ask you, Lord, not only to forgive us, Lord.
Forgive us, Lord.
We need to keep short accounts with you.
Forgive us, Lord.
Realize the importance of what we're doing. And we pray, Lord God, that your people throughout Aberdeen, your people throughout Scotland, your people throughout Europe, your people throughout the world would realize the importance fully of what they're doing, would realize fully the fact that there are a few workers in the fields, that the fields are indeed white, and that means everyone on board, all hands on board right now. And not only all hands on board, but as you have given us the silver, as you have given us the gold, as you have given us the resources, Lord God, help us to use these fully to help others, to help your brothers and sisters. I said, as they reach out to others, their work would become fruitful. So we're praying, Lord God, for much more fruit for all your people. But that can only come, Lord God, as a result of your people getting together and being ready to give and give freely. Your word says, freely you have received, freely, freely give. So we're asking you, Lord God, put into people's hearts the need that they should give freely out of what you have given to them, so that they would be ready and give freely. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Some wonderful things you were praying there, Rob. Things I've in my personal relationship came up. Scriptures that came up. Some wonderful things. That was a real blessing to me. Thank you.
Right. Well, thank you for that encouragement there, Austin. And I hope and pray that as we have prayed right now, that it will have had the effect of waking people up.
Yes.
And what we're going to do, I'm going to make this available. Because I believe this is actually quite an important program that we're doing right now.
Absolutely.
So we're going to make this available straight away as a podcast.
Okay.
Yeah. That's praying that the recording actually works.
I'm sure Father will have sorted that, Rob.
But also making sure that we even put this out as something on YouTube as well, just so that people can see the kind of things that we prayed for.
Absolutely.
I believe that's an important thing to do.
Absolutely, brother. I'm going to check and see if there's been any updates while you're... please forgive me a second.
Now, we've got a scripture. John 15, verse 16. You're reminding us, Lord God, God will remind us, you did not choose me, but I chose you, appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you.
Amen.
So thank you, Lord God, that you have reminded me about this scripture. You have reminded us about this scripture. Amen. Lord, we want to totally bear fruit.
Yes.
Fruit for you. Amen. It reminds me of the scripture about the parable of the sower, where the farmer went out and sowed some seed. And the seed fell upon various parts. The seed fell upon hard ground by a path, and it withered as soon as the sun came up. The seed fell on a shallow rocky soil, and it came up, but it didn't really have much root, so it died fairly quickly. And then there was seed that fell in among thorns, and they came up and were choked. And then some seed fell on good ground,
Amen.
Really good ground.
Yep.
And the good ground refers to the heart that is totally open to God. So they then had 30, 60, 100 times, whereas the seed that fell among the thorns were the cares of this world.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to pray that people's hearts are totally open and ready. Now, I can see Austin...
Just as you say that, Rob, that's just... I just got a text from Liz. Hi, Liz, if you're listening. We're not blowing ourselves up here, but she said you are ace on the radio, so is your boss.
Now wait, hear this bit. This is the bit she started to cry. Hallelujah. As you know, Liz is not a believer, but for her to be touched in that way, I think is just absolutely wonderful. Praise you, Father in heaven. Praise you, Lord Jesus. I just wanted to share that there.
Well, thank you very much. It's amazing to think you never know what is going to happen as a result of a radio program, or indeed even Austin, the result of a kind act or a card sent to someone when they've, for example, lost their dog or whatever. You never know what effect that may have. So
genuine acts of love, Rob. Love, as we know, is what it is all about, and especially in these days. It's everybody needs love. Everybody.
Yeah, you know? And they need to feel that love, and that's why we've been speaking, listeners, about the importance of not only having accepted Christ, but actually going out and being ready to demonstrate that in a real way. And that is why we've been speaking about this today, and we're really reliant on God now continually for Him guiding us throughout this radio program. Listeners, you may well wonder how we kind of prepare for this. It's not totally done on a wing and a prayer. We do pray about it beforehand.
Yes.
But a lot of it actually comes as a result of just putting one foot forward in front of the other in faith. We look at scriptures, and sometimes we may use those scriptures and sometimes we don't.
Yes.
But we then say, Lord, have your way, use us. And that's the way that this program has gone. We have trusted in God.
Absolutely.
And as a result, people have been touched. And we pray that they will continue to be touched right where they are, whether that happens to be up in yonder police station, if they ever happen to be listening up there, or whether that is in any of the fish processing plants, they happen to be listening online there or whatever.
Because they can hear us on FM radio in the close vicinity. Is that possible?
Well, not totally.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe it's just, what do you call it, the technology behind it.
The vibes.
The vibes.
Yes.
Praise God. Super. Okay.
I would that we were going to be able to be on FM, to be quite honest, because it's important for people to be able to hear. And the number of times we actually have people who say, oh, I didn't know there was a radio station. And what frequency are you on? And I say, well, I'm sorry, we're not on any frequency at all.
However, Rob, I think that's actually quite good. The internet radio, I mean, it's broadcast throughout the world, isn't it?
It is broadcast throughout the world, and it's amazing what you can do with podcasts. And I look on podcasts to see where they've been listened to, and where we look and we see some amazing figures.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Coming
that.
Up. Mm-hmm. But it... I beg your pardon.
Oh, you're sorry. Right there, Rob. Your tea's coming
you.
Back on.
Yeah,
you.
Whoops. Yes. What we want to do is the heart of the station is for this area of North Scotland.
Yes.
And it's great having people listening in various parts of the world, and we are extremely grateful for that.
Absolutely.
And this is what has kept an encouragement, really, during time when it's not looked like there's been much happening at all. So we're grateful to those people listening, whether in Germany or the States or Japan or China.
Absolutely.
Or Brunei Darussalam or France or...
Pakistan.
Or Pakistan.
Sorry, Naila, I think I said you were from India, you're from Pakistan. Forgive me, sister.
Naila is from Pakistan. I think she's been in India, mind.
They're doing a wonderful work there at the moment. A free medical camp. A truly wonderful work. She's asked me this week to post her message on Facebook. However, when the post came up, I couldn't share it. There was no share button. I said I would copy and post, but I can't do that on my telephone. So please forgive me, sister, and I will put that out there and keep up the wonderful work you're doing for the Lord. We'll keep you in prayer, as always.
That's good. But then there's also other wonderful work. And where we are right now is Victoria Gospel Hall. And they are partnering with MAF, Mission Aviation Fellowship.
Okay.
And they, as you know, they do wonderful work taking medical supplies into far-flung parts of the world by air in small planes. They fly in missionaries. They fly in medical supplies. They fly in medical personnel. Lots and lots of things, and we are actually broadcasting on a Thursday at 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10 a.m. The story of MAF, Hope Has Wings, so people can actually listen to that. It's been written by a certain Mr. King. I've forgotten the Christian name, but. Okay. It's been written by Mr. King and read by Simon Williamson, and it's really the story of MAF, the ups and the downs. I mean, we've had ups and downs, and I've actually been challenged to write down some of these, but my goodness me, I think if I was to have actually written it down from the start, we'd really be able to fill actually a book. And I'm pretty sure that as time goes on, we would be able to write a book. You know what? We are almost... next month, at the beginning of June, we'll be able to celebrate 12 years on air.
12 years?
12 years on air.
Oh, praise God, that's wonderful. Rob, you deserve a big pat on the back, brother. You've done a great work, a great job, and well done, well done.
That's what we would all like to hear from God. And as we said, coming back to our main points, we've spoken about... believers actually waking up and demonstrating the gospel.
Absolutely.
And that faith without works is dead, and that's what we should all of us be doing, wherever and whoever, even when they rile us, and that's not an easy thing to do. Have you ever had that situation happen to you, when someone has riled you but you've actually done the better thing?
Yes, I have, Rob. Anytime I do get that, I put into practice, I pray for them, Rob. When somebody annoys me, or if they are my enemies, they say, I will pray for them. I don't dislike many people, as you probably know, Rob. And if anybody does rile me up, I pray for them. The Father wants me to do that. It's what He commands of me, and I do it. And to be honest, it's left me to be able to live in a very peaceful way.
And that makes such a difference.
Praise God. Yeah.
When instead of having total unforgiveness and getting wound up, because I have seen people getting wound up, just being able to say, right, I'm having great problems in forgiving this person for what they've done.
Yes.
But I choose to forgive with the strength that God gives. And even if God actually knows, He's not afraid of hearing your tears. He's not afraid of...
They're valuable in heaven, apparently. The tears are very valuable in heaven. Apparently, through some of the prophetic messages and things I've heard, tears are valuable in heaven.
Yeah, and not crocodile tears at that.
Not crocodile tears, no. No. He knows, Robbie, He knows.
God most certainly knows, but God values a heart that is open to Him.
And true,
I think we ought to, what we'll do is we'll just round up, remind people of some of the scriptures which have come up, and some of the main scriptures, Luke 19 verse 10, for the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. And you also had your scripture which he's actually looking up.
It was Mark 11:24. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Amen. Wonderful.
And these are very much the promises of God. And you go and read the Bible, and you'll see lots and lots of promises.
Wonderful promises.
They are wonderful promises. Now, as Christians, we were talking about James Matuku earlier, and when bad things happen, like they happened to Job, they've happened to James, we do not have the answers.
The answers,
We could come up with a scripture, but we don't. Yeah. We are just human. But all we can do is to say that we have a God in heaven who knows about these things, and we have to leave it to Him.
In His hands, absolutely, Rob.
And I know for some people that still isn't enough.
Yeah. It's difficult for them to grasp that concept, Rob. It's very difficult because it's faith, and faith is a gift from God, isn't it? You know, so I for me, all my life, that's all I've ever known, Rob. So it's not difficult for me to grab that concept, but I do see for some it is, you know, to leave it in God's hands. But praise God that we can leave it in his hands, Rob.
And we can, and that means that we actually get peace to be able to go on to do other things, to pray about other things. One of the other things that I think is important to, because as believers, that we have lots of things which worry and concern us, and we think about what ifs, and our mind, it's all too easy for our mind to go down a certain pattern of thinking. Wouldn't it be lovely if, what happens if, and there's so many worries. But God tells us in Philippians 4 verse 6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, absolutely, with thanksgiving, present your requests before God.
Yes, amen.
And this is a scripture that we have to be obedient. We have to just place things in God's hands, trust him. We also, Proverbs 3 verse 6, about do not trust in your own understanding. We have our own understanding, but God has a greater understanding.
Higher understanding, absolutely.
God's ways are not our ways.
No, they're not.
So we're coming back to some of these scriptures that we revisited earlier, and we're coming back to them, listeners, because they are important.
Yeah.
And as we come back to them, hopefully this will help you to tie up maybe a few loose ends in your own minds. And as believers, we're told to take every thought captive.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Take every thought captive, even some of the nice thoughts as well, because they take you, in a sense, away from either worrying or some of the nice dwelling on nice thoughts and whatever. They take you away from some of the things that we should be doing. It's not a bad thing to think nice thoughts.
And there's also, it's whatever is good, whatever is right, whatever is true, think on these things.
Yeah.
And that's what we should be doing, isn't it? In these times when we're waking up, when we're encouraging each other, when we're, that's what we need to be doing.
Yeah, so let's do that. Let's pray about that. And then I think we're going to have to be having to wrap up very soon.
Already?
Because time is... Time is certainly at an essence, so we are going to be wrapping up soon. But listeners, I trust that you've been encouraged today. And I know some people definitely have. So let's just wrap up.
Okay.
Austin, I'd like you to just say a brief prayer.
Father, we just thank you that we can come together this evening, and we've had a chance to pray about issues we believe that you've placed on our heart, Father. Father, we come back to James again and his family, James and Anna. We just ask you be with them, Father, in this very difficult time. Father, He loves you, they love you, and we just ask you will be with them. Father, we trust in you, and I know James trusts in you, and I know you will do the best thing for him. Father, we love you, we give you all the praise, we give you all the glory, and we ask these things, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. And also, Lord God, we give you thanks, Lord, for churches like this that have resources that are available for people.
Yes,
and we pray, Lord God, that not as we would will, or not as we even understand, but as you would will, Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you will even use this church right where we are, Victoria Gospel Hall, as a major light, as a major force in Aberdeen. Lord God, make it be seen as a light, as a beacon, and if we have anything to do with that, then great. We pray, Lord, that you will do this to your glory, Lord God, so that people will be encouraged to come into the church and not only receive, but also be encouraged to give to others, to bring more people, so that more people will come to you. And your word says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. This is your promise to each and every one of us. Help us to live that way.
Father, I would just ask as well that you bless each and every one who has listened in tonight. Bring them blessings, Father. We thank you that they've come and spent time with us on the radio here. Father, we just ask it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Right, well, Amen. That's just about us out of time. If you'd like to listen in to this again, you can hear it but on Saturday between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m. and also during the week next week. And you can also hear this as a podcast going out as on completion of this program. But in the meanwhile, I'm going to say goodbye from us. And we're going to... Well, goodbye from him as well, from Austin and myself.
Yes.
Bye-bye. And we're going to be finishing off with some Ian White, the gospel airs, and Canada's favourite as well. So do keep tuned in. This is Gospel for Grampian. And bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.